from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Next, Heat will play the Lakers on Wednesday night. Texter here from the 754, Joe, defending Tyler Hero. He's upset with you this morning.
Really? He ought to be upset with all the NBA shows that think Tyler Hero's very average.
I think the expectation, I told you this, when this all went down last year and everyone was expecting him to just take the team on his back, that the expectations for him are not realistic. I think he's a good role player. I think he's done some nice things. Well, he does have an injury issue.
But. By the way, he is a good player. Don't get me wrong. He is a good player.
But like everyone thought last year, he was just going to go nuts and just single-handedly torch the Celtics, and
we saw the one game
happen.
Saw the one game.
He did have one game.
Of course, they all shot well in that game when they shot.
Yeah, then
crazy
they set a record or something. Yeah.
But then
They put a little fear in the Celtics, but that was
not much.
No,
probably not much. No one did apparently because they kind of breezed through the playoffs last year.
Well, guys were dropping like flies. Stars were at least
stars. Stars were dropping. The Marlins yesterday, Jake Berger got the 3-run home. You want to hear a crazy stat? I'm not going to sit here and talk about
not really
the Marlins, but I do have to tell you, it's a weird one. They lead baseball with 9 walk-off wins, most in baseball, and they're 32-58. So Jake Berger hits one. I mean, he got all of it. Left center, highlights, been.
Well, that means if you buy one of those $2 tickets, you might see a close game.
No, they come back. They against the White Sox had some pretty competitive games against the Red Sox, but lost all 3 games. I just had that. And by the way,
thank you for putting that stat in there, though. It's sad, man. Training camp starting soon. You're not gonna be able to do this anymore.
No, I know.
That's sad.
They
these are like your few weeks of baseball.
Hey, I don't know how they get this thing turned around, man. I don't. I just don't see it. I keep waiting.
Everything's going fine over there. Just let him be. Everything's fine.
Okay. Okay.
It's going exactly how they want it to go. Just leave it alone.
Is that what they want?
I'm sure they're fine. They're making money, right?
They like having the...
They're making money. The fans that go are happy with the product, I'm sure. So just leave it alone.
What? Really?
The people that go, I'm sure, are fine with... I go, and I don't... It doesn't matter to me.
You know what?
My son did ask me the other day if the Marlins are still the worst team in baseball. I don't know where he heard that from.
No, the White Sox, the team they played, have the worst
record.
Yeah,
I know. I don't know where he got that from. He asked me that. It was a week or so ago. He asked me that.
So that's a – I guess the they're always 10,000, 10, 12, 13,000. And I'm guessing –
I don't know if there's that many. But.
Most of those fans just want to go out and watch baseball. There are fans like, hey, I just want – I want to watch it. And, you know, we come back and we got competitive games. I'm okay. You're right.
That's what I'm saying. Leave it alone,
Maybe
bro. Everything's
right.
good over there.
Maybe you're
it's
right.
It's all good.
So the other team this weekend when I was out and mostly playing tennis, I like this one. Hey, and I know it's kind of the line when you don't really know somebody, but you want to say something and you go, hey, Joe. What do you think about the Dolphins? What do you think about this team? I said, it's a good team. It's a real good team. So how do you think you're going to do? I don't know. As honest as can be, I don't know. We haven't been in the playoffs in 24 years, I'm thinking. But I mean, we haven't won a playoff game in 24 years. Excuse me. They have been in the playoffs. Sorry about that, Mike, the last couple years. But it's a good team. It's a good team. So everybody breaking it down, all the veterans they've added, and it is a good team. It is a good team.
You sound so confident when you say that, by the way. Is that? I mean, I know you're supposed to do. You're supposed to sell hope.
First of all,
you got to sell a little hope, right?
I'm not selling hope. These are the two best teams we've had in a long time. Last year's team was really good, and we came up short. Got kicked around a little bit there at the end of the year, but
a little bit.
But it's good. It's good team. Right now it's good. It's faster than last year. They've added some good veteran pieces. I'm curious to see how all those guys, the 10 or 11 guys they signed, how they play, how healthy they are, and how they fit in with a new defensive system. But it is a good team. That, like, I don't know. Does anybody think they're a bad team? They're not a bad team. We've had bad teams. I know what bad teams look like, and they're not bad.
Well, let's answer this question. Get this out of the way. On paper, they're either the same or worse, right?
Yes.
You can't make the argument that they're better.
I didn't say that.
Okay,
I said they're
a really good team. You couldn't make the argument that they're better.
Last year, I thought.
So you're basically banking on guys like Tua making some sort of leap forward.
Tua's got more weapons to him is what I'm thinking, yes. Tua's got more depth and more weapons to have more success even when somebody gets banged up. Yes.
I'm talking about more weapons. I'm talking about he needs to take another step forward as a
player. He's got it, but the players he has around him.
He wants to get that contract, which I'm guessing, you know, gets done here pretty soon. But
well, wait a sec. You just jumped topics because he's going to be there. One way or the other, he's going
to I know he's going to be there, but he needs to be better.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't he coming back with a new body shape this time? Is he skinnier?
He is skinnier.
Yeah. Change his body every season.
So let me ask you, what do you think that team they put together? Just what you've seen on paper.
What I realistically think?
Yeah.
I think they're right around 9-10 wins. Right where Vegas has them. I mean.
What's Vegas got? 9.5?
9.5, yeah. Right there with the Jets. Yeah, that's what I think they are.
Need to be better. Need to be better.
I mean, yes, they do, but. You look at the last six games, that's where this thing gets really troubling.
Not troubling. They just got to, yeah, the schedule.
That has meltdown written all over it, man. I mean, we can get caught up in the hype. I mean, we can get caught up in the hype and all that stuff like we did last year, but those last six games are going to be very difficult.
Well, when they were 9-3.
They got to go and play in the cold. Yeah, they got to play in the cold. They got to play against teams they haven't been able to beat.
They were 9-3, and I'm thinking. We're in pretty good shape here, man.
Yeah.
What do I hear? What do I hear noise in there every time you come on? What's going on? You got TV on in there?
No, it's the speakers from the out there.
Oh, that's what that is. I'm sorry. All right. Hey, Woody. I'd ask everybody. You look and what they've added. Calais Campbell, Odell
isn't
Beckham.
Isn't Vegas right on, though, like 9.5
Jordan
wins?
Brooks?
Like, that's right where they're at, isn't it?
Nine or ten wins?
Yeah, give or take.
Got to be better. Got to be better, Woody. And as you put it, we got to be better in those last six. We got to be playing well in December and January. I don't care if you're going to Cleveland and going to New York to play the Jets. You've got to be.
By the way, a 10-win season isn't bad. A Texture 561 says that I'm correct. You know, it's rare. 9-10 win. Stop selling false hope, Joe. 10-win season's not bad.
10's not good. You took a step back.
Yeah, but it's not bad either. It's, you know, it's a little better than mediocre.
Wild card. Here we go again on the road.
That's fine.
But the team is, so when people ask me, I go, it's a good team. It looks good. Calais Campbell, Odell Beckham, Jordan Brooks, Kendall Fuller, without breaking down some of the guys you lost. Jordan Poyer has been really good with Buffalo. Jonnu Smith, really good tight end. Shaq Barrett's been really good for Tampa Bay. They've added some guys that I didn't even bring up the rookie class, but they've added some nice veteran pieces to go with the core that's coming back of players that they have. Their best players coming back mostly, minus Christian Wilkins. They've got a lot of guys back that are good players. So tell them. So what do you think we'll do? I don't know, but I know we have a really good team. And those last six, probably starting right after what, late November at Green Bay in Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving weekend, last game of the night on the road, that's going to kind of start it. And you hope you're in good shape at that point. But you need to.
The problem becomes is you got a team like the Bengals who would be better than a 9-win team, right?
I don't know.
They struggled last year. They have their quarterback.
Joe can't stay healthy.
Yeah, well, I think I saw he was working on some stuff.
What's he working on there? What are you telling me, quarterback coach? What's he working on?
He's learning to play the piano to strengthen his wrist. Do you see that? Not the only thing a man can do to strengthen the wrist, but
I don't think Joe has to do the other one that much.
You're probably right about that. I mean, the Texans will be better, right? They'll be better.
Texans are really good, yes.
Yeah, so they'll be better. They were 10-win team last year. Jacksonville probably be slightly better. Indy probably better.
Wait a sec. Before you just made everybody better. Jacksonville's
another
team. But
they're saying the same nonsense you're saying in their markets, I'm sure.
Jacksonville's just like us.
Just what? They just signed their quarterback. They're probably feeling okay about how things are going.
That's what you came up with? They signed him like he was going to leave if he didn't get it? Like, I was weak.
But
thought you're better than
they're
that.
They're probably saying, and you know, in the QAM of Jacksonville, they're probably saying, you know, whoever the Joe Rose is over there is probably like, oh, we're going to be a little bit better than we were last year. We'll be fine.
Well, keep going since you've got everybody that's going to be better.
Well, Indy's going to have a better quarterback
Indy's
situation,
better,
right?
Yeah,
well, they're going to get their quarterback
healthy. Okay.
Well, it was only his first year. Tennessee, you would imagine, would be a little slightly better maybe, which is not good. Kansas City will probably be good. Chargers will probably be okay, right?
You got everybody just better. Is that what
no,
you
but I'm
everybody's
just,
better.
I'm just
everybody
saying.
Thinks they're better. That's what the NFL wants. You're just going, well, everybody off what last
year. The
Jets
are not going to win 7 games most likely, right?
Any kind of offense, and that guy stays healthy, they should win more than 7 games for sure. That I agree with. Aaron Rodgers, can he stay healthy? 17 games. I guess we're saying that about all the quarterbacks since half of them were injured last year.
Somebody says if you replace Tua with Josh Allen, how many do we win? We know what the issue is. That doesn't work, though.
Yeah, we can't get
you can't
Josh Allen.
That, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The Bills jumped over us and a bunch of teams.
Tua's certainly
get
the
Josh
best
Allen.
Option you have at this moment.
By far.
Well, he's the only option you have.
Yes, he is. And I think the deal's going to get done, Woody. I don't know how far apart they are right now. I still think it's going to get
done. Not in the ballpark.
I don't think. Oh, you were there. You were there for negotiations recently.
I listened to what Jeff said.
Okay.
I know he's been on vacation, but.
Been on vacation because he didn't want to face any good time to throw the bomb and get the hell out, boy. He's out fishing, laughing somewhere. Hey, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. No matter how we feel about the Dolphins this morning. You can feel good about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Oh, my God. Suburbans and Tahoes to the Traverse, the Trailblazer, and Equinox and the Blazer. Man, we got you covered. When I just said that, I talked about the big, comfortable SUVs, the midsize, even the smaller SUVs. Maybe you feel more comfortable driving, but again, so much style and substance. Even when you talk about a Trailblazer, the Blazer or the Equinox. Man, you can't go, you just can't go wrong. And then Silverado trucks. Boy, I spent a lot of time talking about, you see them everywhere. Our number one seller, Silverado trucks, make a lot of different style trucks, perfect for what you need. You and your family need, what you need for work. Silverado's got you covered, new and used. It's never looked better. When it comes to space, style, and look, best cars, trucks, and SUVs we have ever had. I got a weird one. Both my neighbors across the street have that new Corvette. Man, is it nice. God, that new Corvette. And they're both in good marriages, too. Both happily married guys, so I know didn't have anything to do with that. They just had to have something that looks real nice, man. And that Corvette is by itself. Hey, if you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers and you're starting to look around a little bit, something new, something used a little bit, but haven't been to your Chevy dealerships for a while, stop by. We've got convenient car dealerships and all over South Florida, Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads, fall in love, take some.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Some test drives at your South Florida Chevy dealer. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. Hope you had a little time off for 4th of July. Because I got to tell you, Woody and I did. We had a few extra days, and it was nice. I always forget about that 4 days, Woody. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I know you had little whips when I called you, man. Max was going.
Yeah, they're tough. But
Max a handful now. He can
go. A lot of people worked on Thursday, man. We went to the grocery store. We went to a couple of stores.
Friday, a lot of people worked. A lot of people had to work Friday. But, listen, hopefully you got a little bit of time off out there. And by the way, I need somebody that's retired recently retired. If you're up this morning, just tell me how you're doing. I got to know. I got to know to all the, I ask every guy. By the way, a guy goes, oh, gosh, tell him, honey. Oh, you just retired. Oh, yeah, great. How long you been retired? Oh, 6 months now. Oh, it's been almost a year. So how's it been? No, seriously. And I always hit him with that. No, it's great. Seriously. So what do you do? Don't tell me you sit and watch TV all day. There's no way. Right? You got to stay busy.
Well, there's good daytime TV.
Woody,
besides the streaming stuff, you got Price Woody, is Right comes
did
on.
Did you tell me your dad retired?
He did.
So how's he doing? Is he staying active or what's if you don't mind getting in your person, what's your dad?
No, there's not a lot of hobbies there, no.
Oh man.
He's like you don't have any. I mean, you play tennis, that kills an
that's
hour.
That
kills an hour. You got to play golf if you're going to do it, right? Cuz golf you can kill 5 hours.
I know
hours.
Some guys, I don't want to say their names, I worked with that were going to golf and really enjoy golf, and they got a bunch of guys, and all of a sudden that bunch of guys, they're going, oh, I can't golf every day. It's just, there's no way. That's not, you got to be good if you're going to play almost every day. Because you start hitting grounders and you get frustrated and that whole stuff about all of a sudden you get relaxed when you, I don't know. So anyway, yeah, and I got some more guys that just retired, friends of ours, and I can't wait. I got to ask them, Bob? How you doing, my man? How are you doing? And what's the game plan? Because you can't just sit around. And you can't just visit grandkids. You can't. I like grandkids. But I don't want to be doing grandkids. Like, we're dropping the kids off. Nah, not today. No. You know, I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass on the grandkids today.
So I haven't been out on a course in a little bit here, but I don't know how crowded they are right now. It is so unbelievably hot. Like, I don't know who's doing. We were at the water park yesterday, and it was miserable. Like, you can go in that cold water and, you know, hang out in there for, and you get out of that thing.
You know what?
First of all, you walk on the ground, your feet start burning. It's just so unbelievably hot out.
We're setting
records every day.
Yeah, no, I played tennis at 11, played for a little over an hour, and then that's it. Play as long as you can and get out of the heat. Soaking wet. No question.
So I don't know how many guys are going out there for 5 hours or whatever.
Playing golf?
Yeah, hacking it up out there. But it seems like the frustration of the game probably gets to you a little quicker when it's 110 degrees out.
I don't know, though. That whole thing, you're not talking about nothing against golfers. I mean, you're still getting out of your golf cart and going over to hit your shot. I think they're okay, Woody.
No, it gets frustrating, man. And heat and stuff only adds to
Woody,
that.
You don't play that much. What are you talking about?
I know I don't. It's too hot.
Not too hot. You got two kids.
We played in Vegas one day. It was like 125 degrees, and we quit after 16. At least some of us did. I just couldn't take it anymore.
Are you a little soft?
Yeah, very soft. But between hitting balls, spraying balls all over the course and the heat, it was just like enough. It's a frustrating game, man.
It is a frustrating game, but when I think about the heat affecting people, I'm not thinking about people golfing, driving in a golf cart to their second shot and third shot, and then going up on the green and chipping and putting. I think they're okay for 18, although I do agree they want to get that first tee time, first possible one they can get on the weekends, I'm guessing, too. So I don't know, Woody. I'm just not good enough at that sport. I'm the wrong guy to ask. That game, it could be 40 degrees out or 60, that is the most frustrating game ever they ever put together. They ever invented that game, whoever it was. That game is frustrating. I have spent more money on lessons through the years to suck. It's very frustrating. And bad habits come back in that sport faster than anything. Like, you get away from the pro that's been giving you lessons, and you've been watching it on TV and the monitor, and you're, oh, look at that, Joe, just keep the stroke there. It looks good. You're getting great results. Look how you're hitting it. Yeah, man, this is great. I go out in about the fourth hole without the pro, and I'm back to every bad friggin' habit I have. By the end of the day, it's like $3,000 in lessons. Gone. For nothing. I suck. It's terrible.
Well, that's expensive. This guy says, rare occasions, he agrees with me, golf is such a mental game. You're playing crappy when it's really hot outside. It becomes more frustrating.
Oh, no.
It's not fun, bro. It's not fun. Like, you go out there and, you know, first off, you're playing like in Broward. There's iguanas all over the course. It's just a mess.
Well, that's weak. Why do you always add something?
That's why I played with some of the guys out there. They were just, I mean, they're everywhere.
Iguanas are everywhere.
Part of the elements, I guess.
Yeah, like yeah. Is that something new to you? You threw in with the heat, you threw in iguanas? That was a weak comment. All of a sudden, the iguana, what, were you afraid it was going to take the ball and take off running or chase you or
half
what?
Half the time, you can't find the ball.
Yeah, the iguanas are getting bigger and more of them. Yeah, they're everywhere. In case you didn't notice, man, I don't know if you've been out, but yeah.
I've seen them around. I've seen them.
Yeah. Vista View's got some monsters. Key Biscayne used to have monsters on their golf course, the biggest ones I've ever seen.
You know, we saw yesterday, which was unusual, we saw a raccoon during the day. He was just like out there like a little snack bar at the water park.
Yeah, you don't usually see him out.
So that was what some lady like lost her mind. She was screaming. So like there's all these like, you know, 15-year-old kids working the, you know, concession stand at the water park. And this lady's like screaming. She's like, if that raccoon's out during the day, it's rabid. You need to call the park people. And the kids are like, all right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, they didn't know what to do, but the lady was like screaming.
I don't know enough
raccoon.
About that, Woody. I don't know.
Do they attack? I don't.
The raccoons that are in my garbage when I get up at 4 a.m, they take off and run.
Really?
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, but you're like, you know.
What?
When you're coming at them in the dark, they probably think Bigfoot's coming.
You're such. So get back that thing. So the iguanas in the heat, you put them together. That was one of the weakest things.
Well, it's
things
just two things that I don't like.
The iguana.
This guy said he was at Walt Disney World over the holiday week and it was unbearably hot. Crowds were not too bad. People did not want to die due to heat. I saw Hawk went to Disney this week. You got to be nuts to do that right now.
Well, one of the reasons you probably go is it's.
But I would think it'd be
crowded. I would have thought it would have been packed.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought
too.
But
not,
like
not packed.
I don't know, man. Disney, when it's really hot out, is not fun. I don't know. Nothing's fun when it's really hot out.
Those days are over for a while, although...
Your Disney days?
When the grandkids get a little bit older, I'm guessing we'll do that trip with them.
Someone say you can get a boat when you retire? You could be a boat guy.
No boat.
No?
No boat.
Well, everyone would use it.
Hey, you're right about that. Everybody would use the boat. No boat.
Florida raccoons are daytime raccoons. They aren't rabid. There you go.
See, I didn't know that.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I know little bastards are out,
Ron
though.
McGill on to talk
they're
about
out. They're out at 3 or 4 in the morning, though. Boy, you leave the right smell, almost guarantee, in that garbage. They're inside.
When you say most of your family doesn't eat leftovers, so it's probably why...
Oh, no, she's throwing good stuff right? out yeah. that night before, yeah.
Yep. The whole forest is waiting out there for you, man.
The whole family well, comes.
Backed up into the Everglades, so.
Even Rocky Raccoon has, like, the kids out there. They're all learning. Come on, we're going to learn on this Rose's garbage can. Come on. Jump up here. I lift it up. You get in. All right. Great.
It says tees off at 7, done by 11:15, straight to lunch and beers. If you can get done by that time, that's not terrible, but.
Yeah, if you get the first tee time,
get done by before.
But you're
noon.
Still listen. It's still pretty warm at 11 o'clock. Although you're in, no, I agree. I'm guessing most of the tee times for public golf courses are being used and private used first thing in the morning, right? Trying to get those tee times on the weekends or days that everybody's off. I'm guessing, probably right. All right,
this
hey,
guy
listen.
Says I'm only retired a week. Congratulations.
How's he doing?
He's still getting up at 4 a.m. Doesn't miss the travel or the work. He would say worked in construction. I just relaxed last week. This is Big Mike. That's Big Mike.
Hey, Big Mike, you got to do me a favor. You got to give me an update. Take a couple weeks, and I want to know after a month. Okay, week so far, so good.
Hang on, Joe. You had more. There's more to this. He said he has things that keep him busy. Good thing is he gets to listen to the whole show now. I'll let you know how it's going when I see you at the MetLife Takeover.
Yeah, there by the go. Way, Big Mike's a good yeah. dude. Comes to the hotel, really, really good dude, Mike. Really enjoy talking to Mike.
Just left Disney, Magic and Animal Kingdom last week. It was super hot. I feel you on that one. Animal Kingdom's, I don't say it sucks, but it's very hot there. For some reason, that one.
Is everything like, going to be hot?
Worst.
Like, yeah, it's hot. Woody, it's hot. You're right. I know why you're doing this, because you got two kids, especially little Max. You can chew through that door if he stays inside too much.
This guy says, why is Hawk's old ass at Disney? I know his son's in college. You'd have to address that on the afternoon program. He posts the videos. I mean, he's
you know
there
what?
With his son.
We have been through this before with
some
others.
Some adults like Disney.
Some grown-ups love to go to Disney. You know the best part? I love the Halloween horror weekend.
At Universal.
Great. Yeah. I enjoyed doing that with the kids. I did enjoy that one.
So that's at Universal. They have
that was a one-day special, too.
Not so scary Halloween.
That was a one-night. One-night go, get up in the morning, and head back home.
This just sounds like Karen at the water park is the rabid one. She was screaming at these poor kids. They're like 15 years old. They're selling hot dogs at the concession stand at the this crappy little water park.
Now you call it a crappy water park?
Well, I mean, it's not like a real water park. It's like, one of those like county water parks.
So why'd it have to be crappy? All your comments get back to the salt.
A few of the slides were broken.
All right. Well, you know what? Give us an update, and we can call everybody on everything. The heat, the water parks, we'll try to make a call and see if we can't help you out a little bit there.
I need like one of those air conditioning things you wear around your neck. Have you seen those?
No, I haven't. But I do know I got to go to break here because we got more stuff to get to here this morning. And by the way, there's one guy out there. I don't know if the Heat have enough. There's one guy out there that sounds like team's going to trade, but it ain't going to be cheap. I wonder if Pat Riley has got enough or would throw in enough to get that deal done. Or is he just going to run it back? I feel like he's just going to run it back with this group, like get healthy. Let's see what we can do. But if not, there's a guy for the Utah Jazz that they want to move. They want to move. They look like Utah's decided to do it the Oklahoma City way and get a whole bunch of first-round picks and see if they can't develop them quickly and look like Oklahoma City. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about Baptist Health South Florida, man. Love talking about one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, man. Where do the pros go? Hear it all the time. And I go, well, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. I'll trust the great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. How do you get there? Okay. How do you get to being one of the tops? You go out and you get the best damn doctors, the top specialists. You have to have people, some of the best specialists for every part of the body, every part. Knee, there's a lot of different parts of that knee. They got great doctors. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. And yes, doctors now, because the Achilles injury has become so common that they have more than one doctor, have a few doctors now that do nothing but take care of Achilles every day. With that, and being Baptist Health South Florida, we got some great facilities all over South Florida for you to see these great doctors, the team doctors, travel with the team and turn it over when the injury's bad to their specialist. And they've got this thing worked out where you can see those same doctors that work on million-dollar athletes, college athletes, high school athletes every day. All you have, once again, Coral Gables, as well as not just Coral Gables at Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, but also at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility. And, of course, the new facility, or new one, more than a year old now, 595 and Pine Island Implantation. The pineapple is doing just fine. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One go every day. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. I see Jeff Darlington's back. He's back.
Oh, and I see a picture of Tua next to him.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Funny. Oh, that's right.
I'll get you an update. We'll figure out what he's saying here. We'll get you an update.
They're going, all right, Jeff, before you left for vacation, you stirred it up here pretty good. Not even close. What's an update?
I've been on vacation.
Give me a couple. Oh, he's letting it grow out, too. All right.
All right. USA Basketball, I talked about this a little earlier. Anthony Edwards, who is making his case to be the best player in basketball, here are his comments about how he's fitting in with his new team.
I'm still the number one option. Yeah. I mean, y'all might look at it differently. I don't look at it no differently. Yeah, I just go out there and be myself, shoot my shots, play defense, and, they got to fit in to play around me. That's how I feel. Yeah.
Wow.
By that, he's talking about LeBron.
Yeah. No, no.
Kevin Durant.
Talking about the whole gang.
Yeah.
Don't play the way you did against Dallas. You'll be fine.
Exactly. Right?
There's a disappearing act in some of those games.
That was very disappointing. Speaking of disappointing here, Joe, John Cena, the wrestler, announced that he is going to be retiring in 2025. Do a few
is that
more.
The guy that went on the woman show to say he was wanting to get back
funny,
with her and he'd do whatever it
ask,
takes?
Funny you should ask. Yeah. In honor of John Cena's retirement, we're going to play. This is one of our favorite all-time clips here. This is John Cena, who's married, who's engaged to that Nikki Bella, I think was her name. And it didn't obviously didn't go well. So here he is on the Today Show.
You yes. talked about your proposal and you talked yes. about your wedding date, which a lot of people were kind of sad to see come and go. And you guys,
I was one of those people.
Yeah, that was yeah. a tough. How are you doing?
It's up and it's down. I don't okay. want to. I don't. I mean, I've always been honest with you guys.
Yeah.
I also don't want to ruin the viewers' morning by giving us a bowl of sadness soup. It's been up and it's
or
been
cereal.
Down.
Sadness
yeah.
cereal.
Yes. It's been incredibly reflective, which is amazing, but it's very difficult. I had my heart broken out of nowhere, and or for me, it was out of nowhere. And anyone who's experienced that knows that it comes with a series of bad feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But I've looked at myself every day, and I've tried to evaluate myself and the woman that I love. And for anyone out there speculating on like what I'm doing with my life now, I still love Nicole. I still would love to marry Nicole. I still would love to have a family with Nicole. There was an unfortunate set of circumstances where our relationship ended. There's been a lot of speculation recently about me being seen in public, and everyone's thinking like, oh, John Cena's enjoying the single life. No, I was supposed to be married and have a honeymoon over these 2 weeks. It's the first time in 15 years that I've taken a vacation. I am in my house alone, surrounded by these emotionally strong memories. And every day from 6 to 9, I get out of the house and talk to strangers as social interaction. So there's a lot of pictures of me with like, hey, I'm here with this person, or I'm here with this person.
It's called living your life. You have to keep doing that.
I don't want anybody else. I love Nicole, and I'm really trying to support her in her trying to find whatever it is that she wants that made this fall apart in the first place.
Right. Oh, boy.
Well, didn't end well. By
he
the
tried
way.
To go through that show to get her back.
Yeah,
I mean, don't you have a don't you go to counseling for that? Isn't there breakup
well,
counseling?
Today's show can be.
I know, but people saw that and they're going,
"That was
this
rough."
Guy's a wrestler.
That was rough.
Big, strong guy.
Poor guy. I hope
lifts
he's
a lot of weights.
All right, we'll move on here.
It's just where everybody's going to go now yeah. when you're famous. Go to that show. I'm hurting, man. I'm hurting.
Despicable Me 4, you know the movie with the Minions?
Yeah.
Came out this past week here on July the 3rd. A 5-day total at the box office of $122 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Good job by the Minions.
Kevin Costner would have loved to have seen those numbers after putting all his own money in his Western movie. Jeez.
Which movie is that?
Kevin Costner came out of the movie, did terrible. It's doing terrible.
Did he?
Yeah.
Kevin Costner.
Yeah. Yellowstone?
No, I didn't know he was.
Yeah, he.
He was someone else I'm thinking
put his
of.
Own, put his own money in there and didn't go well.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
And he usually hits, he looks like a jackpot guy, right? He does it. They usually seem like they do pretty well. Even
Kevin Costner?
Right.
He's in Field of Dreams, right?
Yeah, but he also.
What else is he in?
He's had a bunch of good movies. That. Yellowstone thing.
Put you on the spot here, but like, I personally couldn't name one outside of Field of Dreams.
All right,
you
go ahead. I can't think of any.
All right, final story here.
Debbie Downer.
I'm just saying.
Waste my time.
Final story here.
Hope you're not like this.
It's a positive story. The Minions are making a lot of money.
I'm going to make you go to counseling.
No, the Minions are doing.
I'm a little negative, Joe.
Squaw Valley, 1960 Winter Olympics, Joe. The torch. This is for you. The torch is up for auction. Why don't you bid on this, and you can run around the building with an Olympic torch? Your dreams can come true, Joe, for a mere $500,000.
Well, first of all, I'm not an Olympic big fan of Olympic the Olympics. I'm a summer Olympic guy.
Well, this is what it is, no? Oh, Winter Olympics, right? Okay.
Squaw Valley's in the mountains next to Lake Tahoe.
Sorry.
It's a beautiful place, by the way, if you ever get a chance.
You love Tahoe. Well, you don't like the Winter Olympics?
I love it, but it's all summer vacations, Woody. I'm a summer July guy out there, except this year.
But either way, you could get a torch and you could run around to see, you know, signify the start of the Olympics.
Probably going
to
be pretty expensive, right?
$500,000.
Ouch.
You could go with a boat or you could
Don't worry.
With an Olympic torch.
There's a lot of money up there. Probably a lot of people on that lake would love to have that. I think you're okay. Yeah, that's...
I just think you would look great running around with that thing. Maybe take it down the streets of Miami. Signify the start of the Summer Olympics.
You don't like Olympics,
No,
huh?
But people need to know when it's starting.
No, no. You
no one's going to know.
You don't like the Olympics? Is that your
Nobody's going to know when it's starting.
You don't
starting.
Like the Olympics?
What if you could run down university with it or something through Davie?
I think they've done a really good job with the Olympics, even adding some of the sports they've added. Get more people. You know who's happy, real happy? The NFL got flag football in there.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow.
Someone said Waterworld, Kevin Costner movies. Dancing with Wolves.
Dancing with the Wolves is a good one. That was a good
Someone
one.
Someone said John Cena ruined Shark Week last night. Shark Week? Did we miss Shark Week?
I've been watching it.
Have you?
Of course.
What did John Cena do to Shark Week?
Come on, man.
His retirement?
You gotta watch the Sharks, man. Man, shark on shark. Man meets shark, then they take you different places. Some of those people are crazy. Going drown, studying sharks.
I don't know, man. Last time we went to the beach, they had to get everyone out of the water because there were sharks.
Down here?
Yeah, Miami Beach.
They have trouble getting me, Woody. I'm not down there.
I was going to say, why? Because they can't fit their teeth around you?
That's not funny. Not funny, Woody. Not funny at all.
I've never seen Waterworld, have you?
No, I don't think it was very good. Dancing with the Wolves was good.
We did watch a movie this weekend. We watched this movie, Oppenheimer. You seen that?
I haven't. I have not
seen it. It was three painful hours, man.
Long, huh?
Oh.
Yeah. Not good.
Very long.
All right. Well, listen, we've got 8 o'clock hour coming up, Woody. And
I kept trying to stop watching. I was like, can we just watch the rest tomorrow? She's like, no, let's make it through.
Yeah.
Nothing,
not good.
Nothing happened, no. It's terrible.
All right. There you go. By the way, I wasn't expecting you today to say how great it was. Really, you've been a little down. Been a little negative.
I mean, they could have accomplished that in 90 minutes. I probably would have liked it a little better.
Okay. Well, maybe next time they'll listen to you and make it a 90-minute show.
They could end it when the bomb, goes off. Like, they could end it right there. But then they'd do, another 2 hours of, just nonsense afterwards. It was agonizing nonsense.
All right. You done?
Done.
Good. People need cash, man. Interest rates are higher. High insurance rates. HOA fees are going up. It's crazy. Especially for people now retired. You know who's really taking a big hit on some of this is people live in condos with that set income that they know, that money that knows coming in every month, and all of a sudden all these rates are going up, and they're going, what the hell are we going to do? Well, you know what they're doing? This is a big mistake. A lot of folks are running credit card debt up. 28% to 30% if you're wondering on those credit cards. Check out your credit cards when you can't pay them off every month. See what they're running you right now. Oh, Lord. Michael Crotchy at Choice Mortgage can relieve some of that money stress. Get that credit card paid off. He can show you how to do it. A lot cheaper way to do it. Reverse mortgages as popular as ever right now. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify, and you'll find out why so many couples over 62 are now going to the reverse mortgage. Get that equity out of your home, have a place to stay. They'll explain it all to you. It might be absolutely perfect for you. Debt consolidation, always a big one. Hey, whatever the reason you need money, go to Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Seriously, if you got equity in your home, he has no life. He's ready to work his butt off for you 7 days a week. You can call or text him. Yeah, Michael Kotze's been doing this for more than 30 years here in South Florida. And no matter what, he's able to help people. And he does it about half the time of the big banks. The services, this is how he does. This is how he works. This is how he makes a living. So, yeah, he works on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms always subject to change. I want to let you know his cell phone number is 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. Call or text him and get started with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Most.
And And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. I see Jeff Darlington's back. He's back.
Oh, and I see a picture of Tua next to him.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Funny. Oh, that's right.
I'll get you an update. We'll figure out what he's saying here. We'll get you an update.
They're going, all right, Jeff, before you left for vacation, you stirred it up here pretty good and not even close. What's an update?
I've been on vacation.
Give me a couple. Oh, he's letting it grow out, too. All right.
All right. USA Basketball, I talked about this a little earlier. Anthony Edwards, who is making his case to be the best player in basketball. Here are his comments about how he's fitting in with his new team.
I'm still the number one option. Yeah, I mean, y'all might look at it differently. I don't look at it no differently.
How do you go about it the same?
Yeah, I just go out there and be myself, shoot my shots, play defense, and, you know, they got to fit in to play around me. That's how I feel.
Wow.
I think he's talking about LeBron.
Yeah. No.
Kevin Durant.
Talking about the whole gang.
Yeah.
Don't play the way you did against Dallas. You'll be fine.
Exactly. Right?
There's a disappearing act in some of those games.
That was very disappointing. Speaking of disappointing here, Joe, John Cena, the wrestler, announced that he is going to be retiring in 2025. To do a few
is that
more.
The guy that went on the woman show to say he was wanting to get back
funny,
with her and he'd do whatever it
ask,
takes?
Funny you should ask.
Yeah.
In honor of John Cena's retirement, we're going to play. This is one of our favorite all-time clips here. This is John Cena, who's married, who's engaged to that Nikki Bella, I think was her name. And it obviously didn't go well. So here he is on the Today Show.
And you talked about your proposal and you talked about your wedding date, which a lot of people were kind of sad to see come and go. And you guys,
I was one of those people.
Yeah, that was a tough. How are you doing?
It's up and it's down. I've always been honest with you guys.
Yeah.
I also don't want to ruin the viewer's morning by giving us a bowl of sadness soup. It's been up and it's
or
been
cereal.
Down.
Sadness cereal.
Yes. It's been incredibly reflective, which is amazing, but it's very difficult. I had my heart broken out of nowhere, and or for me, it was out of nowhere. And anyone who's experienced that knows that it comes with a series of bad feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But I've looked at myself every day, and I've tried to evaluate myself and the woman that I love. And for anyone out there speculating on like what I'm doing with my life now, I still love Nicole. I still would love to marry Nicole. I still would love to have a family with Nicole. There was an unfortunate set of circumstances where our relationship ended. There's been a lot of speculation recently about me being seen in public, and everyone's thinking like, oh, John Cena's enjoying the single life. No, I was supposed to be married and have a honeymoon over these 2 weeks. It's the first time in 15 years that I've taken a vacation. I am in my house alone, surrounded by these emotionally strong memories, and every day from 6 to 9, I get out of the house and talk to strangers as social interaction. So there's a lot of pictures of me with like, hey, I'm here with this person, or I'm here with this person.
It's called living your life. You have to keep doing that.
I don't want anybody else. I love Nicole, and I'm really trying to support her in her trying to find whatever it is that she wants that made this fall apart in the first place.
Right. Oh, boy.
Well, didn't end well. By
he
the
tried
way.
To go through that show to get her back.
Yeah,
I mean, don't you go to counseling for that? In there, breakup
well,
counseling.
Today's show can be.
I know, but people saw that and they're going.
That was
this
rough.
Guy's a wrestler.
That was rough.
Big, strong guy.
Poor guy. I hope he's
a lot of weights.
All right, we'll move on here.
It's just where everybody's going to go now when you're famous. Go to that show. I'm hurting, man. I'm hurting.
Despicable Me 4, you know the movie with the Minions?
Yeah.
Came out this past week here on July the 3rd. A 5-day total at the box office of $122 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Good job by the Minions.
Kevin Costner would have loved to have seen those numbers after putting all his own money in his Western movie. Jeez.
Which movie is that?
Kevin Costner came out of the movie, did terrible. It's doing terrible.
Did he?
Yeah.
And Costner.
Yeah. Yellowstone?
No, I didn't know he was.
Yeah, he.
He was someone else, I'm thinking.
Put his own money in there and didn't go well.
Okay. Sorry to hear that.
And he usually hits. He looks like a jackpot guy, right? He does it. They usually seem like they do pretty well. Even
Kevin Costner?
Right.
He's in Field of Dreams, right?
Yeah, but he also.
What else is he in?
He's had a bunch of good movies. Yellowstone thing.
Put you on the spot here. Great. But like, I mean, I personally couldn't name one outside of Field of Dreams.
All right.
You?
Go ahead. I can't think of any.
All right. Final story here.
You're Debbie Downer.
I'm just saying.
Waste my time.
Final story here.
Hope you're not like
this
with
your kid. It was a positive
story.
No, the Minions are making a lot of money.
You go
the Minions
are doing you go to counseling.
No, the Minions are doing
I'm a little
well.
Negative, Joe.
Squaw Valley 1960 Winter Olympics, Joe. The torch. This is for you. The torch is up for auction. Why don't you bid on this, and you can run around the building with an Olympic torch? Your dreams can come true, Joe, for a mere $500,000.
Well, first of all, I'm not an Olympic big fan of Olympic the Olympics. I'm a summer Olympic guy.
Well, this is what it is, no? Oh, Winter Olympics. You're right. Okay.
Squaw Valley's in the mountains next to Lake Tahoe.
Sorry.
It's a beautiful place, by the way, if you ever get a chance.
You love Tahoe. Well, you don't like the Winter Olympics?
I love it, but it's all summer vacations, Woody. I'm a summer July guy out there, except this year.
But either way, you could get a torch and you could run around to see, you know, signify the start of the Olympics.
It's probably going
to
be pretty expensive, right?
$500,000.
Ouch.
You could go with a boat or you could
don't
go
worry.
With an Olympic torch.
There's a lot of money up there. Probably a lot of people on that lake would love to have that. I think you're okay. Yeah, that's.
I just think you would look great running around with that thing. Maybe take it down the streets of Miami, signify the start of the Summer Olympics.
You don't like Olympics.
No,
huh?
But people need to know when it's starting.
No, no, you
no
don't.
One's gonna know.
You don't like the Olympics? Is that
nobody's going to know when it's starting?
You don't
starting.
Like the Olympics?
What if you like you could run down university with it or something through Davie?
I think they've done a really good job with the Olympics, even adding some of the sports they've added. Get more people. You know who's happy, real happy? The NFL got flag football in there.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow.
Someone said Waterworld, Kevin Costner movies. Dancing with Wolves.
Dancing with the Wolves is a good one. That was a good
Someone
one.
Someone said John Cena ruined Shark Week last night. Shark Week? Did we miss Shark Week?
I've been watching it.
Have you?
Of course.
What did John Cena do to Shark Week?
Come on, man.
His retirement?
You gotta watch the Sharks, man. Man. Shark on shark, man meets shark, then they
Dude,
take
I,
you different places. Some of those people are crazy. Going drown studying sharks.
I don't know, man. Last time we went to the beach, they had to get everyone out of the water because there were sharks.
Down here?
Yeah. Hmm. Miami Beach.
They have trouble getting me, Woody. I'm not down there.
I was going to say, why? Because they can't fit their teeth around you?
That's not funny. Not funny, Woody. Not funny at all.
I've never seen Waterworld. Have you?
No, I don't think it was very good. Dancing with the Wolves was good.
We did watch a movie this weekend. We watched this movie, Oppenheimer. You seen that?
I haven't. I have not
seen it. It was three painful hours, man.
Long, huh?
Oh.
Yeah. Not good.
Very long.
All right. Well, listen, we've got 8 o'clock hour coming up, Woody. And
I kept trying to stop watching. I was like, can we just watch the rest tomorrow? She's like, no, let's make it through.
Yeah.
Nothing,
not good.
Nothing happened. No, it's terrible.
All right. There you go. I by the way, I wasn't expecting you today to say how great it was. Really, you've been a little down. Been a little negative.
I think they could have accomplished that in 90 minutes. I probably would have liked it a little better.
Okay. Well, maybe next time they'll listen to you and make it a 90-minute show.
They could end it when the bomb, you know, goes off. Like, they could end it right there. But then they'd do, like, another, like, 2 hours of, like, just nonsense afterwards. It was agonizing nonsense.
All right. You done?
Done.
Good. People need cash, man. Interest rates are higher. High insurance rates. HOA fees are going up. It's crazy. Especially for people now retired. You know who's really taking a big hit on some of this is people live in condos. With that set income that they know, that money that knows coming in every month, and all of a sudden all these rates are going up, and they're going, what the hell are we going to do? Well, you know what they're doing? This is a big mistake. A lot of folks are running credit card debt up, 28 to 30% if you're wondering on those credit cards. Check out your credit cards when you can't pay them off every month. See what they're running you right now. Oh, Lord. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage can relieve some of that money stress, get that credit card paid off. He can show you how to do it. A lot cheaper way to do it. Reverse mortgages, as popular as ever right now. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify, and you'll find out why so many couples over 62 are now going to the reverse mortgage. Get that equity out of home, have a place to stay. They'll explain it all to you. It might be absolutely perfect for you. Debt consolidation, always a big one. Hey, whatever the reason you need money, go to Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Seriously, if you got equity in your home, he has no life. He's ready to work his butt off for you 7 days a week. You can call or text him. Yeah, Michael Kotze's been doing this for more than 30 years here in South Florida. And no matter what, he's able to help people. And he does it about half the time of the big banks. The services, this is how he does. This is how he works. This is how he makes a living. So, yeah, he works on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms always subject to change. I want to let you know his cell phone number is 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. Call or text him and get started with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.